Hello, everyone. I'm Kyle Aaron Rakes, and this is Parkside Today. It's a pleasure to be talking with UW Parkside Theater Arts professors Misty Bradford and Jody Sikas about taking Boswell to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival last month. Jody, what is the Edinburgh Fringe Festival to start off?
Well, Kyle, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival is this amazing. It's the world's largest arts and theater festival in the world. It takes place in August over the course of about 3 weeks. And in that 3 weeks, there are, if you counted individual performances, over 30,000 shows that perform in that time period from all over the world.
That is a lot. Yeah, it's a crazy festival. It's amazing. Bunch of theater professionals and bunch of just people enjoying theater. Misty, who went and how did this opportunity come about for Parkside?
Okay, well, who went ended up being four Parkside students that were two were cast in the show and two were asked to work backstage positions for the show. And then we also had our acting professor, Brian Gill, who was the title role of Boswell, along with three other professional actors from the region, and the playwright and director all went. I know that Jody Sikas also went for a short amount of time. And how this opportunity came about was the fact that Marie Kohler, who wrote the play, had done this before, not taking it to the Fringe Festival, but had produced the show one other time before with Brian Gill in the show. And when we did her Midnight Mall Flanders last year in our main stage season, the two of them started talking. Brian Gill directed that show, and the two of them kind of started talking about, you know, can we bring this show back to life, and what about taking it to the Fringe? And some of those conversations, and then they got me involved, and then we started talking about how could we make this a opportunity for Parkside and Parkside students. And that's sort of where we jumped off.
And how was working with playwright and director Marie Kohler throughout this?
It's been great working with her. As Misty said, in fall of 2018, Marie had a play that she had written called Midnight in Mall Flanders, and we here at UW Parkside Theater produced that. And during that entire process of about 6 weeks, she was able to be in residence with our students. So during all of the rehearsals, she was here, and just an incredible resource for the director, for the actors to ask questions about their character. She would adapt the play based on what the actors were doing, and as a resource for the designers. And so having that opportunity to have the playwright work with everyone in the process of creating theater was amazing. And apparently that was a nice experience for her as well, because when she did want to do this production of Boswell, she came back to us as partnering with UW Parkside Theater to create this work. And again, working with her was really amazing. Every day it was rehearsing for about 6 hours a day, 5 days a week for 3 weeks, I think. Kyle, you would know. You were in each and every one of those rehearsals. But she would adapt the script and make it better, improving it all along and playing to the strengths of the actors that were there. And for our students, the UW Parkside students who were involved in the production, they had a really wonderful opportunity, again, to work with the playwright in the room. We're really happy that Marie thought of us when she wanted to produce the show in Scotland.
Yeah, it was an amazing opportunity for me. She's an amazing artist, and I love watching her work. So I was one of the acting interns with the show. Jody and Misty, what were each of your roles in the production?
My role in the production was a costume designer. So I executed all of the costumes for each character in the show. I also worked with the director and Marie as a producer to really talk about how we were going to travel the costumes to Scotland from here, knowing that several of the costume pieces were from the time period, you know, like this late, mid to late 1700s. So there's, you know, bigger pieces and heavier pieces, and how do we do that successfully And so we, you know, we work together to figure that out, as well as just the design process in general, and making sure that everything that I was putting on stage was relevant and appropriate for the characters that were being portrayed by the wonderful actors.
My role in the production was I was the scenic designer, the prop master, the lighting designer, and the projection designer. So I had four roles to pull all of this off. And it was a unique opportunity to be able to think of all those different aspects and really how all of them came together to help tell the story.
So how does designing for a festival show differ from designing for a production that will be staged in your own venue? Are there technical aspects of the show that are further complicated by the venue being international?
Yes.
Absolutely. I'll let Jody take that one because I think he probably did most of the work in where we had to take some things and make them work for a completely different space. In the world of costuming, the actors were the same, so there wasn't a lot of changes there. It was just more logistics about where it was coming from, where it was housed, you know, how laundry was getting done, for example, you know, where costumes were being stored and that kind of stuff. But I think for the bigger challenges was more for how technical aspects were being transferred from our space to that space, knowing that the space that we rehearsed it here, and when there was a performance here, like a send-off performance here, was definitely different. Like, I think that Jody did a really nice job in making sure that we rehearsed it and performed it in a space that was similar in size, but it was more about the technical aspects and challenges that were created by trying to figure things out in a European way of doing things versus how we do things over here. So,
designing a show that has to go to festival is a bit of a challenge. Excuse me. And part of it is just in transportation. Misty mm-hmm. mentioned earlier having to get all the costumes from here at UW Parkside, where we did our one performance, to over there. We could only take six trunks, and we learned a lot about airline regulations of exactly how big those trunks could be, and we had to manage to get everything to fit, so props and costumes. One of the challenges was the show requires furniture, but we can't transport furniture on an airplane. And so we were fortunate enough to have a really good producer in Scotland who was able to source some of those things for us. And so while we were working on the rehearsal here, we came up with everything that we needed to produce the one performance at UW Parkside, and were able to send photos of all of that to our producer in Scotland, who was then able to acquire those things in Edinburgh. So from a prop and set standpoint, that was really handy. The largest challenge for me was as lighting designer, because we had to get information from the venue there, and it was spotty at best and not wholly accurate. So we did our best, given the information that we had, to try to recreate the exact stage space, so the footprint of the layout here at UW Parkside in the Black Box Theater, and as best as we could, recreate what we expected the lighting to be in the venue. Then when we actually got to the venue, we found out that, well, it was quite a bit different. And we actually, all of us, the cast and crew, had an expression that we used all the time was, well, it's the Fringe.
It's the Fringe.
Yeah. It's all right. We'll adapt. So, yeah, there was a lot of flexibility required and adaptability and problem solving, but we all maintained a really good attitude about it. And ultimately, having to adapt to what the equipment was there, and its European equipment and different software and the lighting computer and all of that, I'm every bit as proud of the show that we did in this space in Scotland with very little lead time other than our technical rehearsal there. Every bit as proud as the production that we did here at UW Parkside. From a technical standpoint, it came off really, really well.
Great. Kyle, I mean, obviously you were at the Fringe. Talk to us a little bit about your role in the production.
So my role in the production was I was cast as one of the student acting interns. So I played three, four characters in the show as part of the ensemble, just small characters. But I was in rehearsal every day, and we went over there, obviously, to perform the show 22 times, which is more times than I've ever performed a single show. So that was an amazing experience of what it's actually like to perform a professional production that has that many shows. It was amazing. Also, while we were there, us interns were responsible for flyering and advertising outreach. So 2 hours before every show, we would go on the streets of the Fringe Festival, the Royal Mile, which is long stretch of road that they block off with different vendors and food and different venues for shows. And we would hop out there in costume pieces and hand out flyers for our show as advertisement, because that's really important at the Fringe, is getting as much people as you can to come see the show. So that was an interesting experience, and the show went really well, and I really, really enjoyed my time over there.
So we've been talking about Boswell. It might be a good opportunity to talk about what exactly that means. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Kyle. Can you just sort of briefly explain what the play Boswell is about? And I'm curious how much you knew about Boswell before you auditioned and before you went into all this versus what you know about the play and about Scottish culture now.
So the play is about James Boswell, who was a writer in the 18th century during the Enlightenment time. He wrote journals and most notably the biography of Samuel Johnson, one of his best friends and another character in the show. The show follows Boswell and Johnson's tour of Scotland in the 1760s that Boswell had recorded in his journal. And it deals with their friendship, the ups and downs of that. And also there's a secondary storyline of a student in the 1950s going to Scotland and trying to find journals of Samuel Johnson, but she ends up finding more journals written by Boswell, who she's not really crazy about at first, but learns to love his free nature and the personality within his writing. And so it's about friendship. It's about learning more about yourself through the discoveries you may not want to find but end up finding. Yeah, it's a beautiful play, and to what I knew about Boswell before auditions, not much. we here at Parkside had done Boswell as part of our Fresh Ink series a couple years ago now. So I knew a little bit about it from just going to see that performance. But up until actually performing in the show, I knew little to nothing. But the show is so rich in its history and its factual senses. Marie did a lot of research. I knew, ended up learning a lot just by being in the show and watching Brian Mahoney and Brian Gill play the characters. And from going over to Scotland, I mean, that Edinburgh is just so full of rich history. And yeah, I just got to learn about a bunch about the city and about Boswell from some of the locals there who would come up to us when we were flying and be like, oh, Boswell, I know who that is. This, he lived here once and blah, 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 which was really, really cool. And actually the venue that we performed the show in was Riddle's Court, which was a place where Boswell had actually studied. He was in the building that we were performing the show in, along with a character that I played, David Hume, who was a philosopher in the Enlightenment. He lived there as well, so it was a really cool tie into the show and the history of Edinburgh. So I know a lot more now.
Yeah. Good.
That's great.
So what makes working in an overseas professional setting a valuable growth opportunity for students and the staff? And how does that translate back to the classroom at the UW Parkside for current and future students?
Well, I think that the idea of working in a professional setting for our students and staff, faculty, can only be valuable in the sense that we're learning about ourselves and, you know, collaborating with people in the community, you know, artists from the region, and taking that experience overseas just brings that network closer together. I think that doing something like this, you know, it's not every day that this kind of opportunity comes along for students, and most of the time for shows in a professional setting, they're hiring all professional actors, all professional backstage crew and stage managers, and the fact that our students got to work side by side at the same level with those individuals just challenges the students to take their craft to the next level that they might not get that opportunity here on campus in the same ways. And so for that to translate back to the classroom, when they bring their experiences back to the rehearsal hall, to the classes that they take in the department, then it seeps out to the other students in a way that it challenges them to then bring their craft up to the next level. So I believe that it's good all the way around.
So for those of you just joining in, I am Kyle Aaron Rakes, and we are talking to UW Parkside Theater Arts professors Misty Bradford and Jody Seekus about taking our production of Boswell by Marie Kohler to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival last month. Jody, for the students who went, what was the biggest change or growth you saw in them as performers and as stage managers and backstage assistants?
I think the biggest part of that for what they went through is they were part of a professional production, and that is solely what they were doing. So at UW Parkside Theater, we base the way that we produce theater on professional practices and standards because we want to train our students to be able to leave and work professionally. So we want them to understand how that works. However, we have to do that within the confines of an undergraduate theater program or an undergraduate university. So students have a full load of classes and perhaps outside jobs. And so we rehearse in the evenings here at UW Parkside, usually for 4 hours a night. And they all have to fit that in as part of the rest of their lives. The really kind of wonderful opportunity about this was doing it as professionals. So the students who were involved were right alongside professional union actors and following all of those rules. And so they got firsthand knowledge of how the professional world works because they had to follow those exact same rules and practices and procedures. So the 6 hours a day of rehearsal with breaks every so often, but rehearsing, is it 5 or 6 days a week?
I think it's six.
It was six days a week for a three-week period. And just the opportunity to work alongside the professionals in those practices was hugely beneficial because that informs the students as they come back. They can now demonstrate that to their peers here within our theater department. Another really great opportunity for them was the experience of traveling internationally, of course. And as you had mentioned earlier, Kyle, just the performing 22 performances, because our main purpose here in DW Parkside Theater is educational, because we are an educational institution. And so the focus isn't on running a show for a really extended period of time to generate as much box office as we can. Yes, we do like box office, but the primary purpose is education. So it's a lot about the process, and then usually we only run 6 or 7 performances. But to be in a situation where you're doing the show 6 days a week and a total of 22 performances, that was new to you, as you said, and to all of the students who were involved. And that is the way that the professional world works. So it was great for them to have that opportunity. The other I would say, is just the experience of going and the Fringe, which has so many opportunities to see different styles of theater that you wouldn't necessarily see in America generally, or the Midwest specifically, just to see how different cultures produce theater and to have that opportunity in your off time to be able to experience those things and broaden your horizons at what creativity and theater can be.
Kyle, what were the audiences like over there, and were you able to interact with anyone that came and saw the show?
Yeah, the audiences were great. The general public seemed to really, really love the show. We got many compliments after the show, some of which would come up onto the stage afterwards, right afterwards, and thank the cast and try to have conversations with us.
Why was that a problem?
but most waited till after, and we got a bunch of great responses, one of which Sir James McCallum, who is a big business figure and figure in general.
He's
over
the,
in
the unofficial mayor of Edinburgh.
Came and saw the show, one of the first few performances, and absolutely loved it. Told us how it was one of the already probably one of the best shows he would have seen at the Fringe that year. So that was a great honor to have met him and talked about the show with him. But yeah, in general, the audiences really, really loved it. And there were big houses, which is pretty rare for the Fringe. We found out the last day that we were there that we were the top-selling show in our venue. So it was great. A really cool experience.
That's great.
I just want to add on, when you were saying that the audiences wanted to talk to you immediately after, that's not a bad thing to talk to the audiences. But one of the things about the Fringe, and you had mentioned the venue. So in our particular venue, there were probably six different shows that performed there in every day. And so we had a show right before us and a show right after us. And the logistics of this are such that you only get 1.5 hours total, including your play, but also including setup and takedown of the set, the lights, the projections, anything that you need to set up. And so as soon as the play ends, the cast does their bows, and then they have to they're not in character anymore. They just need to get the set off the stage. And so when Kyle wasn't being dismissive of wanting
no,
to talk to audience
no,
members, just immediately following, we had 10 minutes of very hurried getting
take
everything
down
out
of
there.
Yeah.
So while you were there, Kyle, did you expand your professional network? Meet any cool people?
Yeah, we got to meet so many amazing people. We got really close with another show that was in our venue, a few people that were working on a one-man show there. We got pretty close with them because we were seeing them every day. They were performing at the exact same time we were. They were really amazing people. I went and saw their show on our day off. It was a really good show. And our producer, who Jody had mentioned before, over in Scotland, Frodo McDaniel, is an amazing person. Great to talk with, and does amazing theater. He does so much. He produced 10 shows at the Fringe just this year. So he does amazing work. And so it was really great to have met and worked with him. We saw a bunch of theater and got to meet everyone who was doing other work. Over there, I had met with the cast of one of my favorite shows over there that we saw. Met with them and got to talking with their director and their playwright. So that was a great connection. They're from CalArts.
Very cool.
So that was awesome.
What'd you do with your free time? What'd you do with your day off?
We had one day off a week, Tuesdays. And for the most part, I went and saw as many shows as I could, because like Jody said, there's 3,000 shows and 30,000 performances. So I went and saw every show that I could. I think I ended up seeing around 15. Some of us saw much more than that. But I just wanted to, I expanded my horizons and I went and saw shows that I would never normally see, some movement pieces, one person shows. Yeah, so that was great. And it was just great to be at the Fringe, for what the Fringe is for, seeing shows. And I also got to explore a little bit of Edinburgh, went to the museum, learned about Scotland's history, went up to the castle, hiked Arthur's Seat, which is the small little mountain in the middle of town, a couple of times. So it was just, yeah, all in all, I used my days off to their fullest extent and ate so much good food. So, Jody and Misty, when you look back at this experience, is there anything you would have done different with the production if you could do it all over again?
No.
Nope. That's a short answer. It was an extraordinarily collaborative production.
Yeah.
And we had the time to pace it out and make the decisions where we weren't rushed into things. We could actually have the conversations between each other, with the director, with the playwright. The cast had input on the process. And so it was something that really we had the time to do correctly and craft out. And I know for my part, I think if I had done things differently, I may have an answer to that was no. But I really, knowing that there were a lot of unknowns, I had backup plans upon backup plans to really kind of handle any situation we might encounter. And again, it's because we had the time and the support of our peers and colleagues to, I think, do a really nice job with this.
Me
yeah,
too.
I agree with that. Like, you know, Jody and I both, we work a lot of professional theater outside of our educational jobs here. And, you know, this particular experience was unique, but at the same time, it was really rewarding for all the things that Jody's talking about. And the people that we worked with, you know, they brought their A game to the table and made it easier for us to just kind of fall in and help the process along as best we could as designers and support team, and really just work with the university to make sure that everything that we were trying to do here was going to be a smooth process on our way over to Edinburgh. And so I think it was really successful. Definitely would do it again.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it was fun.
Marie, if you're listening, we'll do it again. So you just asked about us. So, Kyle, how did the experience change you and the way that you look at your craft now that you've gone through this?
So I'm going to expand on the collaborative nature that Jody had mentioned. This this production was made with an extremely collaborative sensibility, which I hadn't really experienced in that magnitude before. Cast making, script changes, and everything in between. So it was a really nice opportunity to just sit back and watch play out, because in all honesty, I was a little intimidated at first. But it made me look at theater in a different way. It introduced a whole new way of looking at it and a whole new way of working and bringing everything you have to the table every day for the whole of the production, which was great. It was amazing to be able to watch these professional actors work and take tools from them and inspiration from them and advice from them and put it into my own work. So that was just an amazing opportunity to get to work with these people that I would not have been able to work with otherwise, especially being a student. Hopefully I'll be able to work with them professionally again in the future, but being a student, it's almost unheard of. So that was really, really amazing. And now it's just putting everything I've learned from the experience as a whole back into my work here at Parkside as a student and as an actor in our productions. So, yeah, that's what I can hope for.
Well, right now, you're in nightly rehearsals for our upcoming production of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. So do you find that what you've learned, is that informing you as an actor now in this rehearsal process?
I think so. This rehearsal process has been surprisingly very collaborative. I'm in the ensemble, so there's a lot of movement in this. So in a way, it's bringing everything that I had experienced over the summer and kind of mixing it all in together.
Oh, yeah, like the movement piece that you saw there
and
inspires you for
exactly, and the
here.
Collaborativeness of the rehearsal process is making me more open to my ideas in this rehearsal process, and it's kind of funny how it all
comes back
around.
Well,
that's fantastic to see, how that process has really benefited
so
you
there
and
will
is
be
helping
a,
the department and the university. That's
yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. There'll be a little touch of European movement in Curious Incident.
love it.
Well, it's been fun talking with theater arts professors Misty Bradford and Jody Seekus about taking Boswell to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Thanks for being with us on Parkside Today. To hear past editions of Parkside Today, visit uwp.edu/parksidetoday. Thanks so much for listening.